See the sunlight through the pine. Taste the warm of winter wine. Dream of softly falling snow. Winters go, aspen glow, as the winter days unfold. Hearts grow warmer with the cold. Peace of mind is all you know. Winters go, aspen glow. Aspen is a life to live. See how much there is to give. See how strongly you believe. See how much you may receive. Smiling faces all around. Laughter is the only sound. Memories that can't grow old. Winter's gold. Aspen glow. Aspen is a life to live. See how much there is to give. See how strongly you believe. See how much you may receive. See the sunlight through the pine. Taste the warm of winter wine. Dream of softly falling snow. Winters go, aspen glow. Winters go, aspen glow.
You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas. That's Aspen Glow from John Denver, and it seems like a perfect song to lead into our next guest on Meet the Artist. We have guitarist Bob Sirois joining us. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Merry Christmas to you, Ken, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
You're very welcome. John Denver has been a huge inspiration. Anybody who goes to your website and takes a look at your wealth of Christmas music can't help but think that he's been quite an inspiration for you.
I suppose I could really say he's been the pinnacle of inspiration, of my inspiration, with regard to music from a general consensus. But it's clearly pasted all over the website, and he definitely is a very big influence to what I've done, both musically and also personally as well. And I've basically, over a period of many, many years, I even redirected my you know, playing style as a guitar player to more of a folk, you know, direction. And obviously the music that I've either written and or arranged, it reflects that as well. And I've done a lot of Christmas songs, a lot of them being his songs, that are also a part of the albums that I've done. So yes, very big influence.
And you mentioned, of course, Christmas music. That's why you're here. We you have quite a wealth of Christmas music just in the last 8 or 9 years. You've got 4 Christmas albums and a Christmas DVD. Obviously, Christmas music is a big deal to you as well.
It is. Actually, I've always loved Christmas music. I love Christmas in general, but Christmas music, for me, that's sort of one of those things that surrounds the holiday in such a way that without the music, I suppose the holiday isn't, for me anyway, quite the same. And going back since I can remember being just a little child, Christmas music and the traditional Christmas songs that most of us know have always been there. So I guess for me that's a big part of Christmas. And I guess, you know, wanting to record a lot of those Christmas classics was something I had always wanted to do. So you said about 8 or 9 years. That's exactly right. I started recording my first Christmas CD, I believe, was 2002. So. And the last one I finished up was Rocky Mountain Christmas Tribute to John Denver, which was 2009. So it comprises about an 8-year time period of work, and but it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Speaking of the most recent one, the tribute to John Denver, that's a great marriage of what we've been talking about, John Denver's music and also Christmas music. One of the standout tracks to me is your version of Coventry Carol.
Yeah, that song in and of itself has always been one of my favorite Christmas songs, not just John Denver's version, but just the song itself. And actually, frankly, I'd never really heard the song until I heard John Denver's version off of his Rocky Mountain Christmas 1975 release. And the way he portrayed that song with that sort of a 16th century Renaissance kind of an approach with the harpsichord and the you know, the string quartet really brought about a certain mood or a certain ambience that I love. And I was really trying to sort of re-portray that in my version, but make it instrumental. And I always enjoyed the way that song came out as well. I do love it.
It's terrific. Let's listen to that now from Rocky Mountain Christmas, a tribute to John Denver. Here's Bob Sirois with Coventry Carol on The Sounds of Christmas. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas. That's Coventry Carol, Bob Sirois, who joins us on this edition of Meet the Artist. Now, that song was from your most recent CD, Rocky Mountain Christmas, a tribute to John Denver. There's a song on that CD that's also on your first Christmas CD, A Hometown Christmas, mm-hmm. and that's your version mm-hmm. of What Child Is This?
Yes, it does exist on both. Basically, what happened, when I first recorded A Hometown Christmas, I mean, the initial idea was to record one Christmas album, like many artists tend to do, and I had a grouping of songs that I chose that they were, I guess, a part of my favorite, you know, collection of Christmas songs, and that was one of them. And honestly, I actually drew, I would say, I don't have the album in front of me, but I probably, I guess, took six, maybe five or six or seven tracks right from the Rocky Mountain Christmas CD, and I did, you know, predominantly instrumental versions of those songs from the John Denver CD itself. One or two of them were vocal, and the vocal, one of the vocal ones was What Child Is This? So essentially my plan, again, was to, you know, record this album and do a predominantly instrumental type version of the album and basically call it, it's still my own record. And I ended up in a situation where the record company that I was with needed a larger catalog of Christmas songs. And so when they saw what I was doing, they said, well, gee, you know, would it be possible, excuse me, to enter into an agreement doing three Christmas albums where you'd supply us with three full-length records, and that way we would, you know, also have a catalog, a much larger catalog of Christmas material, which I agreed to do. So what ended up happening is over the period of the first three albums that I did, I pretty much covered all the John Denver songs from his Rocky Mountain Christmas CD, as well as songs from his subsequent CD, Christmas Like a Lullaby, which is a 1990 release. What I basically ended up doing is once I had completed my three-album deal with Attack Records, I decided, well, wouldn't it be great to have an actual tribute album, Christmas tribute album, directly to John Denver's Rocky Mountain Christmas. I literally was able to draw in most of the material that I had already recorded on the three first CDs. Took those songs, What Child Is This, of course, is one of them, and just made a few changes in terms of orchestration and or arrangements, added things in some cases to make it a little bit more like the Rocky Mountain Christmas CD was in 1975, And What Child Is This does appear on both as a result, the primary difference being that the new version on the John Denver Tribute CD contains a string quartet, which I did not use on Hometown Christmas. And we had also made a few changes by adding harpsichord in and things like that. So there's an evolution to this whole process. It sort of took care of itself over time, I guess.
So that first version of What Child Is This, that's mostly just you?
Well, mostly, yeah. What it is I don't actually do any singing. I usually do predominantly just playing the guitar work and, you know, percussion, anything string-related that I normally play. What I did is I hired a vocalist to do the vocals in that song initially on A Hometown Christmas, and she came in, Cheryl Cormier is her name, and she did that. So basically, it was really just me on a classical guitar, it was Cheryl doing the vocal, and then there was one more person that was doing some violin work at the end. What I ended up doing is, on the new John Denver CD, the tribute from last year, I took the song, I still have my guitar work in there, which is the same. Cheryl's vocal is also still the same. But I stripped out the violin work at the end, and I brought in the string quartet to, again, more assimilate John Denver's version on his record. Also, the harpsichord as well brought it, you know, through to fruition, essentially. So now, if you were to match up the two songs, his version and my version, they're pretty much the same thing. It's just that it's him singing on his, and I have a female vocalist singing on mine, with a few, you know, slight melodic changes for the most part.
Well, let's go back to your first Christmas album, Hometown Christmas, and
sure,
hear the original version that you came up with. Here's Bob Sirois with What Child Is This on The Sounds of Christmas.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? Yes, this is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean a state, where hawks and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts and
you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas. That's What Child Is This from Bob Sirois. Bob joins us on this edition of Meet the Artist. And Bob, your next CD after A Hometown Christmas was Dreams of Christmas. And one of my favorite tracks on that is actually, I don't think this is related to John Denver's work, your version of Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy?
Yeah, no relation whatsoever to John Denver. This is just, again, one of those songs that I've always loved. And obviously, this, a lot of people probably realize this is a classical piece that was the, from the Nutcracker. And that song, along with others, there's certain classical pieces of music that are related to the holidays that I also love, and I tried to do versions of those, and this is one of them. And the second record, when I did the second CD, Dreams of Christmas, I had made a decision prior to involving myself with that project that I wanted to kind of take a step in a different direction and, I guess, evolve myself. And so what I did is I did make a choice to bring in certain, as I say, classical pieces. So Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy is one of them. Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring is another one, a Bach piece. And then also Sleigh Ride and things like that. And I wanted to basically kind of test the waters, do some things I hadn't done. So Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy is one of those pieces of music. And the interesting thing about that song is that I actually, there was no way to record it all at one time, which I normally do, you know, a piece of guitar work all the way through as one piece. But in this case, this is all harmonics from a guitar. And some people even think that might be a keyboard, and they ask me about that all the time. Essentially, because of the way harmonics, which are like little bell tones on the guitar, the way they're set up in standard tuning only allows you to acquire certain notes. And basically, to be able to get all the notes I needed in that song, I had to literally reposition what we call a capo in different areas on the guitar so I could acquire all the different tones and all the different notes I needed. So I had to kind of overlap and overdub a whole bunch of tracks and play it in a very non-musical way. Obviously, the idea is that once all these tracks were together, it would sound like the song, which thankfully it did. So that's how I did it. And it was really a fun project and a learning experience for me as well.
Well, let's take a listen to that from Dreams of Christmas. Here's Bob Sirois with the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy on the Sounds of Christmas. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas from his second Christmas album, Dreams of Christmas. That's Bob Sirois with Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and Bob is with us on this edition of Meet the Artist. Now, on your next album, your next Christmas album, A Christmas Melody, you actually wrote a song for your daughter, Madison.
I did, in fact, yes, titled Madison's Christmas. And I actually, it's worth mentioning, I suppose, that I actually have originals on each of the CDs. I have two on the first, two on the second, and I did four on the third, which is A Christmas Melody. And one of the songs at that point, you know, in 2008, my daughter Madison was about 3 years old, and I had wanted to write something for her prior, or I should say, between the second release and this release. And so I did write that song for her, and it's one of my favorites. Personal favorites, of course, and she loves it too.
I bet she does. Here's Madison's Christmas, Bob Sirois on The Sounds of Christmas. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas. That's Bob Sirois with Madison's Christmas, a song for his daughter, Madison, of course. Now, your other daughter, Jordan, isn't going to be jealous, is she?
Well, you know, I don't think she'll be jealous because she will have her own song in some time to come, hopefully not too long from now. I have a plan to write a song for her on my next album, which I don't think it's going to be a Christmas album, actually. I think it's going to be an original record, but I do have plans to write something for her. And in fact, you know, with that said, if anyone who listens to the Rocky Mountain Christmas Tribute CD that I did, the one thing that I did do is one of John's songs that he wrote back in 75 called A Baby Just Like You, which he actually wrote for Frank Sinatra at the time, but ended up using it for himself. He basically wrote that song, and he used his son's name at the end, Zachary, basically to say, you know, I wish you a Merry Christmas in certain words. So what I basically did is when I redid this song, a woman named Rachel Taylor sang that song, and I basically inserted Madison's name in the first phrasing to get her name in there, and then Jordan's name is in the second phrasing. So they're both in there. So I actually have brought her into the mix. Now I just need to write a song for her, which I will be doing very soon.
Yeah, well, if you have two kids, she needs her own song.
Yes, you do. But no, it's going to be it's all a question of when will the right idea come to mind. and you know, how will it come together? And like with Madison's Christmas, I had 10, 12, 15 different ideas over a period of probably a year that I was playing with, and they didn't really end up where I wanted them to go. Finally, one day, an idea came to mind, and I wrote the song within a couple of hours, and it was all done. It was like that. That's usually how it works most of the time, and then suddenly I recorded it. So you can't force the writing process. It's a creative thing that you have to kind of allow it to come out when it's ready to come out.
Yeah, as long as you're ready to explain that to Jordan when she wants to know, hey, where's my song?
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully she'll be a little older when she asks the question. Yeah, so she's 2 years old right now, so I probably have some time to think about the answer.
Now, you had mentioned Rachel Taylor a minute ago, that she sings on A Baby Just Like You. Rachel Taylor has been on Meet the Artist with her band Maeve and their new Christmas album. And she also sings another song on your Rocky Mountain Christmas tribute to John Denver, Christmas Like a Lullaby.
She does, in fact. She's, as you mentioned, I did have her, I asked her to sing on Christmas Like a Lullaby. Also Aspen Glow, my version of Aspen Glow, she sings on that too. Baby Just Like You. And then there's a couple of other tracks off the Christmas Melody CD that she sings on as well. Basically, the story is that I met her about 3.5 years ago. I had known of her for many years prior to that. And the studio that I used to record at, Audio 911 in East Haddam, Connecticut, the studio owner, who I'm very good friends with, had worked with them many times in the past. And he'd always say, gosh, Bob, you really need to call Rachel. You really need to get her involved. You know, she's got a beautiful voice. And I knew that. And so finally, when the Christmas Melody CD came along, I said, let me give her a call. So I did. And she agreed, which is great, and she just does an amazing job. She has a beautiful, very warm and easy to listen to voice that sort of just it just melts everything away and makes you feel like, you know, this is exactly where you want to be at that moment listening to her sing. And so Christmas Like a Lullaby she did. In fact, that would be probably the first or second song she did for me, and she really, really brought it, I mean, way beyond my expectations. So I have nothing but great feelings when I listen to that song and her singing it.
Well, she certainly adds a nice and beautiful new dimension to your Christmas catalog.
Well, she does, just because, for me, again, when I do my solo work, a lot of it is instrumental, which I really love. But I also like diversity as well. I've never been the kind of person that wants to create an album that everything is sort of an expectation of what the next song is going to be. Oh, well, the next song is going to be a different song, but it's going to sound the same. I like to kind of make it diverse and put some different instrumentation in different songs that sort of brings it someplace else. And Rachel Taylor, along with some of the other vocalists that I've worked with over the years on my albums, have been able to do that for me and really create sort of an aspect to my work that really just makes it a little bit more, you know. And in her case, like I say, she just did a fabulous job, and I receive constant reviews from people saying, wow, you know, who is this? Where's she from? She's amazing.
It's definitely a beautiful song. Here's Rachel Taylor with Bob Sirois from Rocky Mountain Christmas, a tribute to John Denver. Here's Christmas Like a Lullaby on the Sounds of Christmas.
Christmas like a lullaby steals across the land. A breeze upon the water, rainfall upon the sand. We celebrate a baby born from spirit into man. And Christmas like a lullaby steals across the land. In fact, it's Christmas Day in Colorado, never seen so very far away. And back when night has fallen, then it's still Christmas Eve, and snow is on the mountains where I always hate. Brand new family, on earth is still our fervent prayer. And I can hear it being whispered softly everywhere. And there's a call to silence, an anchor call to still. And brotherhood and sisterhood surrounded by upon the water, rainfall upon the sand. We celebrate a baby born from spirit into man. And Christmas, like a lullaby, steals across the land.
You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas. That's Christmas Like a Lullaby. Rachel Taylor with Bob Sirois. And Bob is with us on this edition of Meet the Artist. Bob, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh my gosh, thank you very much for having me, Ken. I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful.
You're very welcome. If you'd like some more information about Bob, his upcoming projects, or just to grab those Christmas CDs, all four of them, and his Christmas DVD, you can check it out at www.bobsirois.com, BobSirois.com. Bob,
perfect.
Thanks
thank
so much for spending this time with us, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, and I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to my wife, Patty, and my two daughters, Madison and Jordan, and just say I love you very much, and thank you for supporting me all these years. And thank you again, Ken, very much for having me. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, Bob.